Now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat here on KNZA 103.9 FM. And we start with the girls basketball coach. That is Zach Nelson. It's brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, we appreciate it as always. And this is a very busy week for your team. You had games on Monday and Tuesday, and then, of course, a game on Friday against ACCHS. But let's talk about the games earlier this week. Monday, it was Jefferson County North, a game that was made up from earlier in the season, 56-32. JCN gets the win there. And then a non-league game. You step out of league play and you go to Blue Valley, a team out of the TVL. That one's tight, but Rams are able to get it done there, 57-50. Just take us through the back-to-back Monday and Tuesday and just what you saw from your team.
Well, I'd say we talked about our team, to our girls about trying to play all four quarters. We played against JCN. We played a pretty good first probably three quarters or so, maybe not full three. And I don't know if it was just fatigue or just playing on Monday threw us off or what, but we just couldn't quite close out. You know, one thing just felt like one thing was not going our way, and then it was like 10 things that didn't go our way after that. But we played them pretty well. I think we were down 5 at halftime. We ended up taking the lead in the third quarter, and then it just seemed like the wheels kind of fell off a little bit. And then very similar situation, not as dramatic, but we were up. We played a very good first half, probably one of the best halves we played all year. Actually had a lead going into halftime. We actually had a 12-point lead at halftime, and then they just kind of slowly but surely kind of whittled it down, and then fourth quarter they took the lead and just couldn't quite get it back.
Well, let's talk about the stretch, because you play Friday, you have Saturday, Sunday. Again, off the top of my head, I'm not exactly sure how much what you could or can do on the weekends as far as preparation with your team, but then you play Monday, Tuesday. So you go Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and obviously right. A game on Friday. But how much can you really do with your team when you're ultimately playing almost three straight nights?
There wasn't a whole lot. We did kind of have to have a little shoot around on Sunday, but we had a lot of girls that were in other things that all week or all weekend where, like, they were. I think we had several that were in like a club volleyball tournament, and so they played out of town on Friday or Saturday all day, and then Sunday all day as well. So they kind of ran into a stretcher. They were just going from one activity to another for like five straight days. So we actually get some practice time. Hopefully we can take some of the things that we've learned in our game situations, and we can kind of use this now practice time in the next 2 days to help prepare for Effingham.
Yeah, and ACCHS, the top team in the league right now, they beat Jackson Heights this past weekend. It finally snapped the long winning streak that Jackson Heights had produced over the last few years. But we knew coming in, ACCHS certainly had the roster and the talent to certainly challenge the Cobras at the top. And, you know, they sit there right now without a loss to their record. What stands out about them the most and the heavy challenges that they provide for this game on Friday?
I mean, they're just a very, very well-balanced team. You can try to shut down or, you know, focus on one or two girls, and then they always have like two or three that just seem kind of to pop up. They're very, very well coached. They run their sets, I mean, very, very well. They see each other on the floor. Probably one of the best teams that we've seen so far, as well as communication, like especially on defensive. They talk quite often to each other. Their post play inside is pretty strong as well. They're pretty tall. They're aggressive. So they give a lot of teams fits, and we just got to really buckle down. And if we want to, you know, we want to try to get the win or compete, we really got to focus on those little things that we need to do right, box out, those type of things.
Horton girls basketball coach Zach Nelson joining us. It's been a busy stretch for the Chargers. Games last Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. They finally get a couple days off for practice before getting set for their ACCHS game at home on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. Have a good week.